Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
33020.
That was 33020?
Yes.
May I please have your first and last name?
Julia Neesmith.
I'm sorry, what was that first and last name?
Julia Neesmith.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it. Thank you for the information. The zip code that I have here is 33310. Could you provide me with the address for security purposes?
Oh, that's my post office box. 9501 Fort Lauderdale, 33310.
Thank you for the information. I do see where our pulse oximeter was purchased. How may I help you today?
I'm trying to figure out what happened when you all charged me for $54.97. I never authorized that.
Do you recall pulse? I'm sorry.
I authorized the $7 and something cents for the thing that monitors your blood pressure and blood oxygen. It's a little bitty device. I don't know where this $54.97 came from.
The reason why you're charged $54.97 is because once you purchase the item on the 31st of January for $7.95 in the terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to before we take any charges away from you. It does state that all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive a call to get the account canceled out within those 48 hours, then after that, you're charged at $54.97 for our $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store, and that is each month until you call in to get it canceled.
Oh, no. I didn't agree to that. I didn't see any of that. It was just
okay, there's
$7.
No way to get any of our products if those terms and conditions are agreed to. What would you like for me to do for you today?
Give my money back.
Those charges are valid charges. I'd be more than happy to get your account canceled out for you today. That will prevent any future charges effective immediately. Now, out of that $54.97, being that we have not received the call to get the account canceled out within that time frame, I can provide you with a refund of $19.23.
Say that again. You can provide me with a refund for what now?
No, we did not receive a call to get the account canceled out within those 48 hours. What I can do for you today is provide you with a 35% refund, which is a total of $19.23.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Sorry, what was that?
I said that was ridiculous.
Okay, I can reach out to my supervisors to see if I can get you a higher refund, but the charges are valid charges. Would you like for me to do that for you today? I'm sorry, what was that? Customer, are you there? Customer, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. What did you say? The phone went out.
I didn't say anything.
Your phone is going in and out. I'm not sure what you're saying. Would you like for me to speak to my supervisor to see if I can get you a higher refund?
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Would you like for me to speak to my supervisor to see if I can get you a higher refund?
Yes, please.
Give me just a moment.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so after speaking with my supervisor, she agreed that the highest refund that we're eligible to do for you today is a 50% refund, and that is a total of
$27.48.
Would you like the 50% refund?
Yeah, well, I guess it's better than nothing.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and issue that refund. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours as well. I do have your cancellation confirmation number. Just let me know when you're ready for that number.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, go ahead.
The number is 258-900-714. The number again is 258-900-714. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Yes. What's your name?
My name is Asia. It is spelled A-S-I-A.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty name, Asia. All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.